in a wild mind. I am going out with the fly, fly, fly. Dog is on a wild mind. The youths of the day are getting dread. The youths of the day are getting red. Oh, Jaja. Oh, yeah, now.
Thank you. back with me. And I'ma give you all you need.
Imagine yourself.
Keep your secret safe with me. Keep your secrets safe with me. And I'ma give you all you need.
She is thy girl, my bringer game. She is thy girl, my bringer game. She is my girl, my bringer game. We devour the game, she is thy girl.
Receded the sky, wider and wider spread the streak of dawn, whiter grew the pallid silver of the dew, more lifeless the sickle of the moon, more vocal the forest. People began to get up, and in the open, the sounds of snorting, the rustling, and even the thrill, angry neighing of horses crowded together and at variance about something grew more and more frequent. "Hold on, plenty of time. Hungry?" said the old hunter, quickly opening the creaking gate. "Where are you going?" he shouted, threateningly raising his arm at the mare that was pushing through the gate. The keeper, Nestor, wore a short Cossack coat with an ornamental leather girdle, had a whip slung over his shoulder, and a hunk of bread wrapped in a cloth stuck in his girdle. He carried a bridle in his arms. The horses were not at all frightened or offended at the horseman's sarcastic tone. They pretended that it was all the same to them and moved leisurely away from the gate. Only one old brown mare with a thick mane laid back an ear and quickly turned her back on him. A small filly standing behind her, and not at all concerned in the matter, took this opportunity to whinny and kick out at a horse that happened to be near. "Now then," shouted the keeper still louder and more sternly, and he went to the opposite corner of the yard. Of all the horses in the enclosure, there were about 100 of them, a piebald gelding, standing by himself in a corner under the penthouse and licking an oak post with half-closed eyes, displayed least impatience. It is impossible to say what flavor the piebald gelding found in the post, but his expression was furious and hopeful while he licked. "Stop that!" shouted the groom, drawing nearer to him and putting the saddle and the glossy saddlecloth on the manure heap beside him. The piebald gelding stopped licking and without moving gave Nestor a long look. The gelding did not laugh, nor grow angry, nor frown, but his whole belly heave with a profound sigh, and he turned away. The horseman put his arm round the yielding's neck and placed the bridle on him. "What are you sighing for?" said Nestor. The yielding switched his tail as if to say, "Nothing in particular, jester." Nestor put a saddlecloth and saddle on him, and this caused Yielding to lay back his ears, probably to express dissatisfaction. But he was only called a good-for-nothing for it, and his saddle curves were tightened. At this, the Gelding blew himself out. But a finger was thrust into his mouth and a knee in his stomach, so that he had to let out his breath. In spite of this, when the saddlecloth was being buckled on again, laid back ears and even looked round. Though he knew it would do no good, he considered it necessary to show it was disagreeable to him, and that he would always express his dissatisfaction with it. When he was settled, he thrust forward his swollen of food and began champing his bit, too, for some reason of his own, for he ought to have to know by that time that a bit cannot have any flavor at all. Nestor mounted the gelding by the short stirrup, unwound his long whip, straightened his coat from under his knee, seated himself in a manner particular to coachmen, huntsmen, horsemen, and jerked the reins. The gelding lifted his head to show his readiness to go where ordered, but did not move. He knew that before starting there would be much shouting, and that Nestor, from the seat on his back, would give me to Vaska, the other groom, and to the horses. And Nestor did shout, "Vaska! Hello, Vaska! Have you let out the brood mares? Where are you going, you devil? Now then, are ye asleep? Open the gate, let the brood mares get out first, and so on." The gate creaked. Vaska, cross and sleepy, stood at the gate post, holding his horse by the bridle and letting the other horses pass out. The horses followed one another and stepped carefully over the straw, smelling at it. Fillies, yearling colts with their manes and tails cut, suckling foals, and mares in full carrying, their burden heedfully passed one by one through the gateway. The fillies sometimes crowded together in twos and threes, heads across one another's backs, and hitting their hooves against the gate, for which they received a rebuke from the grooms every time. The foals sometimes darted under the legs of the wrong mares and neighed loudly in response to the short whinny of their own mothers. A playful filly, directly she had got out of the gate, bent her head sideways, kicked up her hind legs and squealed. But all the same, she did not dare to run ahead of old dappled Sulbia, who at slow and heavy pace, swinging her side, marched as usual ahead of all the other horses. In a few minutes, the enclosure that had been so animated became deserted. The posts stood gloomily under the empty penthouse, and only trampled straw mixed with manure was to be seen. Used as he was to that desolate sight, it probably depressed the piebald gelding. As if making a bow, he slowly lowered his head again, sighed as deeply as his tightly drawn curve would allow, and hobbling along on his stiff and crooked legs, shambled after the herd, bearing old Nestor on his bony back. I know that as soon as we get out of the road, he will begin to strike a light and smoke his wooden pipe with his brass mountings and the little chain, thought the gelding. I am glad of it because early in the morning, when it is new, I like that smell. It reminds me of much that was pleasant, but it is annoying that when his pipe is between his teeth, the old man always began to swagger and sings himself somebody and sits sideways, always sideways, and that side hurts. However, it cannot be helped. Suffering for the pleasure of others is nothing new to me. I have even begun to find a certain equine pleasure in it. Let him swagger, the poor fellow. Of course he can only do that when he is alone and no one sees him. Let him sit sideways, thought the gelding, and stepping carefully on his crooked legs, he went along the middle of the road. We'll be right back.
insiste em discordar. Ela é teimosa para danar. Tem que ver, digo, e ela diz que é A. Faz questão de não concordar. Oh, 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 oh. Quero é namorar, mas ela insiste em se casar. Vejam só, eu de cá e ela de lá. Ela insiste em teimar. Oh, 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 oh. Ah, 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 ah. Ser manhosa, oh, oh. Oh, oh. Ela insiste em discordar. Ela é teimosa para danar. Tem que ver, digo, e ela diz que é A. Faz questão de não concordar. Oh, 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 oh. O que eu quero é namorar, mas ela insiste em se casar. Vejam só, eu de cá e ela de lá. Ela insiste em teimar. Oh, 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 oh. Manhosa, oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh, ha. Thank you.
Sweetie, sunny liquor, I Jasso, Greg Jasso con Ella Ruggiasso e Amore del Conte.
just...